time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
All right, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? Thanks for tuning in. We're a weekly show. If you're just tuning in for the first time, I'm Dom Nicastro. I'm the only host. We cover the Merrimack Valley, high school sports, youth, foot pros, whoever's doing something in the valley, or they're from the valley, we're going to talk to them. And speaking of talking, my intern, who's been in the background all summer, Anderson Interiano, makes his debut after the break talking to Bill Ricca football coach Dwayne Sigsbury. And I'm going to tell you right now, what a debut, Anderson. Did a great job coming out of the woodwork from your, you know, dog days of summer doing research for me. Now you get into the spotlight, buddy. You did a great job. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Anderson Interiano and Dwayne Sigsbury. And I make a little bit of a cameo in there too after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest of the day, Bill Ricca, football coach Dwayne Sigsbury, in the thick of the summer workouts. What's going on, coach?
Not much, just trying to get some rest before we go back at it tomorrow.
Absolutely. So, coach, it's been like, at the time of this interview, only about 3 days, heading into pads territory tomorrow. And I'm going to ask you one more question before I step aside for our famous intern that's in for the Merrimack Valley Sports Test, Anderson Interiano. But he'll take over after this one. But yeah, so overall, it just seems like a healthy start. We were talking off air, 100 kids or so out for the team again, and that's pretty much right where you want them to be.
Absolutely. You know, it's a good number to be. You know, we have added a few, couple of new coaches just to help us, you know, be able to work, you know, efficiently with that number of kids. So it's definitely good, and the kids are enthusiastic, and they're working hard, and we're looking forward to putting the pads on tomorrow, and then adding the full attire come Thursday, and then we'll be ready to go.
All right, sounds good. How do you manage with all these students in your roster? Like, you have a specific amount of students you have to have on your roster when season gets underway?
There's no specific number, but just for depth wise and, you know, for the program to remain, you know, healthy, 100 kids is, a good number to start with. You know, some kids decide football is not for them. maybe sometime, you know, during camp. But, you know, we've been lucky over the years to maintain, you know, if not 100%, you know, 99%. And it's just, I think it's, you know, because of the success of the program and, you know, Berica loves football. So it's definitely a great number to work with.
Even though the Berica loves his football, I see you guys made it to the Elite Eight last year and was wondering if you guys are doing anything to improve on that since last year's playoffs.
Wow, look at that. Interns calling you out, Coach. Like, that's not enough. We need more than the Elite Eight. I love it.
That's all right.
Great question.
That's all right. But they, yeah, you know, the kids are working extremely hard. You know, we were just a couple inches away from, you know, winning that game against, you know, West Springfield. And they just, you know, it was a great game. And, you know, our kids are working extremely hard in the offseason, working, you know, getting bigger, getting stronger, getting faster to hopefully take that next step this year. And it's definitely not for a lack of effort.
On that note, is there anyone specific you have on mind and the team based on when it comes to like the main engine of the team itself?
Yeah, I think we're going to, you know, rely heavily on, you know, our senior captains. You know, Dan Moore is, you know, one of the best linemen in the state of Massachusetts. You know, there's no doubt about that. Judd Doraville and Stephen Gentile, you know, as a quarterback running back duo is, I wouldn't trade them for anybody in the state. They're just, you know, awesome, awesome kids. Nick Cabral at linebacker. You know, he's as tough as nails, and as is Gabe Rossi. And also we have one junior captain to round out the six captains for this year, Griffin Bordeaux, that, you know, played as a freshman, you know, started and played on every special team last year. And, you know, we have a special group of kids, and we're looking to, you know, continue to play good football in a very, very tough conference. And, you know, we'll respect everybody we play week by week and do the best we can, but we're going to, you know, really, really rely heavily on those seniors as our younger guys, you know, get varsity experience and continue to grow as players. So we have a good mix, and we're looking forward to definitely playing some football this fall.
How does that conference look out for this year? Any contenders you approaching for the season coming up?
Yeah, I mean, the Merrimack Valley is an unbelievable conference, and every team in our division within the conference is top notch. They play everybody. Our conference plays everybody in the state, and we're not scared to play anybody. And every night is a battle in the Merrimack Valley. And we're looking forward to week by week and taking our opponents seriously and with a great amount of respect for each one of them.
But based on that note, like, I understand that everyone in Merrimack Valley is best in to compete, but is there any particular team that is difficult to compete wisely compared to in the whole Merrimack region?
Yeah, they you know, basically, like I said, every week everyone is really, really good, but I think teams within the conference this year, you know, Tewksbury, Chelmsford, everybody that we play in that, they're just really, really, really well-coached teams. And they have kids that love football as well. And, you know, we respect them, and we know how they work as well as we do. And, like, every game is a battle. But, you know, Tewksbury and Chelmsford, you know, those games stick out to me.
Do you, like, on another note, like, even though, like, instance, if you guys don't make it, like far into the playoffs, do you guys have like a pep rally ball sort of stuff, or like Thanksgiving before the weekend of that Thanksgiving weekend?
Yeah, we have a big, huge pep rally the Wednesday before the Thursday Thanksgiving Day game. And the Berica Chelmsford rivalry is as big as, you know, any rivalry in the state. And it's, you know, two communities that really like football and love football. And every year is a great battle to throw out the records. It's going to be a great game regardless of the each team's records. And we look forward to that every year. And as I know they do, and, you know, we just love competing in that game and our community loves it as well.
Wow, it's fantastic. Seems like you guys are going to have a fantastic season this time of year, and hopefully you guys do better than last season.
Yeah, no, we're definitely looking to do it, you know, to move farther on in the playoffs this year. And, you know, we'll contend, hopefully, for another league championship this year.
All right. Thanks. It was a pleasure of interviewing today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Anderson, great job there with the questions. Not bad at all. You pressured the coach there a little bit. You're putting the onus on him to do better than last year's 7-1 mark, getting into the playoffs and falling 1 point shy of the final four. Coach, I wanted to play off Anderson's, you know, question about the Valley and what comes after that, and kind of end it there. But it, like in Andover and, you know, Methuen in Division One, they operate in the world of St. John's Prep, Xaverian, and Springfield Central.
Yeah.
Is Division Three a little more open, or does some couple of teams had a stranglehold on that division as well in the past few seasons?
Well, I think, you know, Milton won the Super Bowl last year. You know, they're a very well-coached team, and they have a lot of good athletes down there. And anybody else, I mean, last year, you know, Plymouth team that we played, you know, they were as talented as a team. You know, the West Springfield team, their running back was, you know, a man amongst boys. He was a heck of a player. And it's teams like that, you know, are constant in Division III. And, you know, we're always right there. You know, North Attleboro, teams like that, those teams are as good as any team, you know, in the state. You know, North Attleboro plays King Philip and teams like that, and they've beaten them. And so it's, you know, it's really, really good, really, really good football. And we're just, you know, we're just looking to climb that. You know, we're right there, but we just haven't, you know, punched the ticket to Gillette. But hopefully, maybe this year with some luck, we will.
Not easy to get there for sure. Long road. And actually, I do have one more question. Who was the lineman you mentioned that was is one of the tops in the state for you guys?
Dan Moore.
Now, is there any chance that in the Thanksgiving game that he is going to line up opposite of Thomas Brown?
They have for 2 years.
They have. Two okay, years. So they go at yeah. it. So that's offense, oh, yeah. defense. And do they rotate?
They go at it.
Okay, so they're on the same side of the ball usually too?
Yeah, last year they moved Thomas around a little bit. To things that we were doing, but
yeah.
that's a heavyweight battle when those two guys are knocking heads.
Is your guy a wrestler as well?
No, he's not. He's actually okay. He's a weight room guy, and he throws shot put and track in the winter and the spring.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. That's something we look forward to on Thanksgiving for sure. That matchup once again. Those two have been battling it out all these years. Well, Coach Dwayne Sigsbury, thank you, and Anderson, great job. Coach, best of luck with Billerica football this year. We'll be catching up later in the fall.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, Dominic Castro back at it. Merrimack Valley's Fall Sports Report. Yeah, I tell you, I knew it. Anderson and Terriano, great job, buddy. Amazing. What a debut. He wants to be a sports broadcaster, and this internship is his start. And I'm going to be famous when he becomes famous because I got him a start. I will do the interviews. Let's just wrap it up with a few quick thoughts. Merrimack Valley Fall Sports is in full swing with preseason stuff. You know, looking forward to the fall season. Football's big, of course. Methuen, Andover Division One, you know, they're going to have a hard time as usual trying to crack that prep Xaverian Springfield Central kind of triangle there, right? Bill Ricca, you heard from Dwayne Sigsbury. They're in the mix every year, and they were so close to a Final Four. I got a good feeling about them. Tewksbury's always tough and solid. Central Catholic is Central Catholic. You know, it just goes on and on, so super excited about this fall season for the Valley. So stay with us. Every Thursday, we'll have previews of football, guests, Moynihan Lumber, whoever. We'll get them all on. So thanks for joining us. We appreciate you listening to the show every week. And have a good one. We'll talk soon.